Hi, this is Tom Fazard. Welcome to my audio program, How to Speak Clearly and Professionally. I want to congratulate you for making an investment in yourself, an investment in time and effort that, if carried through and practiced regularly, will pay big dividends for you. What you learn and apply from this program will help you correct common mistakes in your vocabulary and everyday speech. In the process, you become a better and more confident communicator. Why is that important? In today's competitive environment, business people need every edge they can get. Continuous training gives you that edge by honing your skills. In this case, your speaking skills. I mean that in the general sense, how well you communicate verbally. That is so important today. Poor communication skills can hold you back and keep you from achieving your highest potential. Managers, customers, vendors, other business professionals judge you on, among other factors, how well you speak. Assume you're always being evaluated. You should put forth your best effort each and every time. You may feel that's unfair. Well, think about it from your perspective. If you're approached or contacted by someone with poor communication skills, what goes through your mind? For example, you receive an email written entirely in lowercase with spelling and grammatical errors. What is your impression of that person? In the same vein, let's say you're speaking with an adult, perhaps another business person, and that person fills in the dialogue with ums, ahs, you knows, likes, and other verbal miscues. What is your impression of that person? Let's assume you just met the person so you know little or nothing else about him or her. How likely are you to continue the dialogue and possibly do business with that person? Again, it may seem unfair. Heck, the person may be the most talented and successful in that profession. But the fact is, we judge others by those initial impressions. You've heard the old saying, you only have a few seconds to make a good impression. Consider the corollary. You don't get a second chance to make a first impression. In this audio program, I'll introduce you to the more common verbal miscues people make. These come from actual examples I've witnessed and collected. All the individuals are adults, people at least in their mid-20s. By that point in life, all of us should be speaking well. This isn't a basic course in communication skills. I assume you have some training or education and experience already. Instead, we will review common mistakes with the goal of elevating our speech patterns. In doing so, we take our very good speech patterns to a higher, more professional level. And it doesn't take much. Oftentimes, it's just a matter of correcting two or three issues. As you identify and correct these matters, you develop a more polished vocabulary. This leads to a better overall impression of you, which helps your reputation and potentially your professional growth. These issues crop up in all conversations. At work, at home, while on vacation, on the golf course, wherever and whenever we interact with others. Anytime you are trying to convey information verbally, you are practicing and presenting your skills. It could be to an audience of 1 or 1 million. It could be in front of a group or over the telephone. It could be in a networking event or other social gathering. It could be during your annual review with your manager. In every case, each time you open your mouth, you leave an impression. I don't mean to scare you, and especially scare you from speaking engagements. They are extremely useful. As I said before, you most likely have really strong basic skills. You probably just need to brush up on a few details to put the shine back into your vocabulary. How do I know? Because I'm like you. You see, I too am a student of communications. I enjoy working with the written and spoken word. Even though I give presentations and coach others, I remain a student. I have my own nuances, which I have been working on for more than 15 years. Through continued training, notably membership in Toastmasters, and using that training professionally, I continue to hone my skills. Along the way, I have developed a strong skill set which allows me to offer my training to others. This audio program is but one component. In Section 1, we will review in detail the need to speak clearly, and I'll offer examples of common mistakes. With that under our belt, we'll turn to verbal tics and presentation miscues in Section 2. That leads nicely into a discussion of vocal variety, which is the core of Section 3. In Section 4, we will discuss some vocal exercises you can do every day and review some common presentation mistakes. Finally, Section 5 offers suggestions on how and where to continue your training beyond this audio program. My goal and hope is that at the conclusion of this program, you will become the communicator you deserve to be and have the capability of becoming. It may take some time, valuable training often does, but you will manage. Listen to this audio program or particular sections and perform the exercises as often as you need to. My best wishes to you. Now let's begin the training. Proceed to Section 1.